Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Good morning, Dean.
Good morning, Bob. You almost had breaking news coverage of a bird that somehow got into our WGN TV newsroom this morning.
A bird?
A bird, a little sparrow. we're like sitting around here working. This bird, a bird somehow got into the building.
Everybody wants to be on TV.
Right. And you saw, like five people in our newsroom chasing after a little bird.
Breaking bird news.
But ultimately, producer Ross McAbee safely captured the bird and released it outside. So all is well.
What a relief to hear that. Let's talk about
Hope your mom's listening again, Ross. No, your mom. My mom likes to hear when I mention Ross's name. Yeah. He's a big hero here today.
Oh, yeah, of course. There's a New York mugging involving an SNL star. What happened?
Yeah, Chris Redd was just coming out of a nightclub, a comedy club in New York the other night, and was punched and mugged by an assailant. Outside of the Comedy Cellar there, he was injured enough that he was taken to a hospital. He had to be treated for lacerations on his face. He has been released, but they still have no idea who or why, but I guess he's doing okay.
Well, we have a celebrity apology to report today, don't we?
We do, Matthew Perry. Matthew Perry's got this new book that's going to be coming out the early part of November called Friends, Lovers, and the Big Terrible Thing. Mostly, he talks about his battle with seeking sobriety. But in the book, also, he talks about his friend, River Phoenix, who died, as you'll remember, many years ago, and he wrote, "River was a beautiful man, too beautiful for this world, it turned out. It always seemed to be that the really talented guys would go down. Why is it that the original thinkers like River Phoenix and Heath Ledger die, but Keanu Reeves still walks among us?" There was a big backlash, from Keanu Reeves fans. Nothing from Keanu himself, but fans of said, what's your problem with Keanu Reeves wishing that he would die instead of some other people?
Yeah, I saw that, and I really was puzzled by that.
Very puzzled, but this explains it a little bit. Yesterday, Matthew Perry apologized for that, saying, "I am actually a big fan of Keanu. I just chose a random name in my analogy. My mistake," he said. "I should have just used my own name instead." So apparently nothing personal against Keanu Reeves.
Yeah, we need that that button for Twitter or Facebook or any social media that before
recall.
You send something, the message should read, "Are you sure?"
Yeah, or just shut up would be good, too.
That works.
Yeah.
Let's see here. There's some new music out from Rihanna, and this is, what's it been, 5, 6 years?
6 years since her last new music, so that's significant, number one, but the other day, they had the big world premiere of the new Black Panther movie, Wakanda Forever, one of the biggest motion pictures of all time, period. And this is the sequel to it. And I had mentioned that at the end of the movie, over the credits, there is a hauntingly beautiful, new song by Rihanna there. And last night, overnight, Rihanna released her song that's called Lift Me Up. It's available for download. I've listened to the song like 10 times this morning. I can't get it out of my head. It's a tribute to Chadwick Boseman, the original Black Panther, who died of colon cancer a couple of years ago. And this whole movie really is in tribute to Chadwick Boseman. Rihanna also has a second song in the film that's called Born Again. And you can download both of the songs wherever you crazy kids buy your music these days.
An entertainment note from our friends at the Rialto Square Theater in Joliet. Because of COVID infection in the band, the Tommy James and Shondell show for tonight has been rescheduled to March 3rd. Tickets for the original date will be honored. Refunds available for 30 days. Dean has what's on. That was what was off.
Yeah, we've got, fortunately, plenty of other things going on for the weekend, including, how about one Mr. Paul Anka, still going strong. He's performing at Hard Rock Live in Gary for tonight. We also have the group Panic at the Disco. They're at the United Center for tonight. Former Fish frontman Trey Anastasio at the Chicago Theater. He's playing through Saturday. And, you know, if you've been around the Chicago music scene, you know the name Michael McDermott. Just a fantastic performer. Saturday, he's going to be doing not only his own songs, but the music of Bruce Springsteen at the annual show that he does called Halloweenstein. And that is going to be at the Park West tomorrow. On stage, the Mercury Theater has just put up a brand new production. It's an adaptation of the board game and also the motion picture Clue that's playing at the Mercury through January the 1st. Broadway Playhouse has just put up a new show called 20-Sided Tavern. This is like kind of an immersive audience participation production in which the audience decides what happens in the play. I hope they get writer's credits and also, you know, a piece of the box office for doing
that'd
the
be
work.
Nice.
Steppenwolf's got a world premiere production about the Chicago segregation tragedy called 1919. That's going to wind up on Sunday. Comedy this weekend. Kevin Nealon, formerly of Saturday Night Live, and Tim Meadows in conversation at the Chicago Humanities Festival. That is going to be Saturday at the University of Chicago's Rubenstein Forum, and comedian Brian Callen is out at the Improv in Schaumburg through Saturday.
We should mention before you get to your movie reviews that we have a Justin Bieber sighting to report, don't
yes.
we?
Well, not only Justin Bieber, but another major superstar, Shawn Mendes. You know, these are two of the biggest singers out there right now. Both of them were spotted going to church together the other day at one of these Hollywood mega churches. This is actually kind of a big celebrity church called Churchome. It's in Beverly Hills. The Kardashians go there, lots of other big names. But the other day, Justin Bieber and Shawn Mendes pull up in the same car together. They go inside. They worship together. No word on whether or not, you know, they were singing inside of the church. But, you know, and, you know, we always report such terrible stories. Here's a nice story.
Yeah, about that.
A couple of pop stars going to church together. It's worth noting that both Justin Bieber and Shawn Mendes both canceled their tours that they were on because of what they called mental stress issues. So, you know, if going to church together is helping them deal with that,
mm-hmm.
I say amen.
Good place to meditate. I know you're going to be talking with Sigourney Weaver and Elizabeth Banks on your Sunday morning show here. We'll hear all of that interview. Did you like the movie?
I did like the movie. It's called Jane. It's a movie with a Chicago angle to it all. It's set in 1968. Pre Roe versus Wade, and it's a story about a woman played by Elizabeth Banks who has a heart condition and winds up that she has an unplanned pregnancy, and she's told by her doctor that if she proceeds with the unplanned pregnancy, she only has a 50-50 chance of surviving. So she decides to get an abortion, which is not legal in 1968. So she learns about a group called the Janes, which are a really, really did happen, a group of women in Chicago who provided support and comfort and medical care that women could not receive legally. Sigourney Weaver is one of the Janes. She's kind of the leader of the group. that helps and advises and works with women who are trying to take control of their lives. Now, before anybody thinks it's like, oh, Hollywood's putting out, you know, it's going to be a one-sided, you know, story about the pro-choice, pro-life dispute, this movie is actually fairly well-balanced. It shows all sides of the story. And also, so you don't feel, as Sigourney Weaver put it in my interview with her, this is not like taking medicine watching this movie. It actually is kind of lighthearted and funny at times as well. It's very interesting and very thoughtful and very powerful and could not be more timely, you know, with what's going on in the headlines right now. I wound up giving that a Dean's List B+. If you are looking for a new Halloween offering, they didn't screen it for the critics, but there's a new movie that's called Pray for the Devil, P-R-E-Y, Pray for the Devil, about a nun who wants to be the first female exorcist. And she finds herself in a...
would like to have been in the pitch meeting in Hollywood
right.
for that one.
Hey, Women's Lib has taken a new stride. It's this nun who is in a battle for the soul of a young girl who may have also tormented her own mother years ago. I don't know why they wouldn't screen such an interesting-sounding movie for the critics. But that's opened this weekend. Also... I raved about the movie called Till, the Emmett Till movie that opened in just in scattered theaters a few weeks ago. I gave it a Dean's List A. It's really amazing. It's definitely one we're going to be talking about at Oscar time. But it's the Emmett Till story told from his mother's perspective. It is opening in wide release this weekend. So it should be at theaters everywhere.
And I don't think it's in the theaters anymore, but watch for it on a stream near you very soon, the David Bowie documentary, A Moon Age Daydream. And I'm being talked about for an Oscar. I am the star of the movie.
Another Bob Surratt movie role.
I'm the star for 12 seconds.
Are you playing a reporter number two again?
I'm an actual reporter asking Bowie a question in this movie.
Oh, this is real, though.
It's a real deal.
This is when you really did interview Bowie.
That's right.
Because you are now typecast. As
I know.
Reporter in a trench coat number two.
Got to talk to my agent about
shouting
that.
Shouting questions out.
Well, I'll be listening to you Sunday morning here.
All right. Have a great weekend.
You too, Dean. Thank you.